USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After weeks of protests and calls for him to step down, the governor of Puerto Rico has a big announcement last night.
I announced it to you today that I will be renouncing the post of governor.
Governor Ricardo Rossello, speaking through a translator there, saying he'll step down on August 2nd. That after a scandal involving a group chat that was leaked that showed offensive remarks from Rossello against women, gays, and victims of Hurricane Maria. Millionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein found injured in his Manhattan jail cell. Not a lot of details released by officials, but reports are he was on the floor of his cell in a semi-conscious state with marks on his neck. Investigators say they don't know what happened to him, but he's now on a suicide watch. Remember, you can find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Some Democrats claiming that yesterday's testimony by the former Russia special counsel Robert Mueller only helps their impeachment efforts. Republicans see it quite differently. Here's House Judiciary Ranking Member, Republican from Georgia, Doug Collins.
Mueller debunked it all. That is put to bed. There's no other Democrat can go out and say, oh, I see collusion in plain sight. Mueller put that to complete rest today. The second thing is, when the Democrats did all of their tricks and their little flower points and said, here was the obstruction, he looked at them and said, I don't subscribe to your theory. That obstruction theory is blown.
Collins was speaking on Hannity on Fox News. Meanwhile, House Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler says Mueller's testimony shows the president could still face criminal prosecution after he leaves office. For the first time since President Trump last met with the North Korean leader in the DMZ, the Pentagon says the North has launched at least two short-range missiles in recent hours. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A social media giant getting a whopper of a fine. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A record $5 billion fine was imposed to Facebook, along with new oversight on its privacy practices. FTC Commissioner Noah Phillips.
This is the largest privacy fine in history. It's orders of magnitude bigger than record privacy fines both in the U.S. and Europe. It's probably larger than every single privacy fine ever imposed by any government agency anywhere in the world.
Facebook also faces a new FTC investigation into anti-competitive behavior. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A wildfire burning just outside Flagstaff, Arizona, now 12% contained, an evacuation order lifted for a couple of dozen families who were forced to leave their homes earlier this week. They were able to return late yesterday. The so-called museum fire burning nearly 1,900 acres since it began back on Sunday, expected to grow just another 200 acres thanks to some rain that fell earlier this week and more that's expected in the next few days. And the commander of a U.S. Special Operations Task Force in Iraq is sending home a platoon of Navy SEALs, reportedly for drinking while deployed. They've been forced out early to San Diego by the commander of the task force, and the unit is said to be still under investigation. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.